Now there's an article on the watercress painters of Ewelme. With a forecast of 90% chance of rain on the August afternoon that we met at May's farm, by kind invitation of Sue and Alice DeVeach, we didn't gather with much conviction. However, we sat in the lovely garden to eat our picnic lunches before exploring the various painting opportunities. As it happened, no rain fell at all during the afternoon, so we were very lucky. Sue's brother so kindly positioned the farm's 50-year-old tractor in just the position that we requested, with a good backdrop, and most of us either sketched or painted the historic working vehicle. The views from the farm are lovely, but the cattle had moved on and the ponies were a wee way away, so we found some nice old barns and some exotic sculptures. Our next outside painting day will be our last, in October, with plenty of venues to consider. We are planning a composite painting for display on the Ewelme store wall. Several propositions were put forward, but it was Janet Smith's suggestion of David Hockney's Late Spring Tunnel which gained the most votes. We will be dividing this painting into 12 sections, with each member painting one section in their chosen medium. When it is complete, we hope you'll enjoy viewing it in the shop. Our next workshop is in October with local artist Carolyn Tira and is likely to concentrate on animals. And a note for your diaries, our local art historian Robert Kidner is coming to the Watercress Centre at 2:30 on Monday the 11th of November to give us a talk on art and the landscape in aid of his favourite charity, Guideposts. We are a friendly group, each enjoying learning from the other, and meet twice a month, once to paint together in the Watercress Centre on the first Monday of the month, and during the summer to paint outside. In the winter, we have talks and demos and occasional visits to exhibitions. More details from Tricia Scott on 834 734.